It premiered tonight, Te Ao with Moana, a new current affairs show for Māori television. Its host is Moana Maniapoto, singer, producer, writer, te reo advocate and now current affairs anchor of a show that's looking at local and international issues affecting Māori. Kia ora, Moana Maniapoto, she of many talents.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Congratulations on the new show.
Oh, thank you.
How'd it go tonight?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Your face has been splashed over billboards right around the country, I believe.
Oh, my God. You know what? I walked out of TV New Zealand today and I looked up and there I was splattered across an electronic billboard about five stories high and I was just mortified.
You're looking good, though.
Oh, lighting, mate. It's very disconcerting to see yourself, you know, possibly on the back of a bus or something. I haven't given any clearance for that, but I didn't know about the billboards either. I think that's how it works, eh? It's a bit kind of freaky.
All right, so I've got the whole concept of the show, Current Affairs, and I know it's something that you're interested in, very interested in, and a lot of people won't know that about you.
I've always had interest in politics and all that, and I've been writing for E Tangata for some time. I actually did Current Affairs years ago, you know, when the Ralston Group was on TV3. That was probably the precursor to that, the first bunch of panel format styles of Current Affairs.
Oh, did you might have been out of the country when that happened?
Yeah, well, Bill Ralston ran it, and that's where I met, like, really interesting bunch of people like Chris Trotter and Brian Edwards and Richard Preble. You know, there was that kind of ilk, and then there was me. And I was the youngest, one of the few females, and often the only Māori. The only other Māori on there was Derek Fox. One night they mixed it all up, and we were both on the same night.
So, yeah. Unheard of.
Yeah, so that was a kind of a precursor. So that was my only sort of Current Affairs foray, but yeah, it's pretty daunting. But so, you know, I was kind of freaking out about it because I was thinking, well, I'm not a journalist. I've been trained as a journalist. And then I did my tour and then I kept running into journalists, mates of mine, who had all gone to get comms jobs and ministries and, you know, working for ministers of the crown and all that. So I'm thinking, well, they're all, you know, a whole bunch of them are leaving the ship. So, okay, well, I'll just try and be useful over here.
So what's the focus? I'm sorry I didn't see the interview tonight. It was with Jacinda Ardern, I believe.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What's the focus? Is it hard politics or a bit more general?
Well, it's everything through a Māori lens, really. And I've got lock in. Well, tonight's Jacinda. Well, you know, if you get the opportunity to sit down with the Prime Minister, it was meant to be for 15 minutes, but I managed to keep her there for longer. You know, you can just think about the millions of blooming questions you want to ask. And you know, we're talking about budget. We're talking about big stuff too, like what a treaty-focused New Zealand might look like. The reo, you know, why Māori media, the Māori media sector is charged with the responsibility of saving the reo. The Pākehā media sector certainly isn't, and the education sector isn't. So, you know, the Labour government, the coalition government has a goal to, by 2040, to have 1 million people in New Zealand speaking in basic reo. It's just not going to happen.
What was her answer to that?
Pardon? What was her answer to that? Ooh. Her answer to that was they put more money into kohanga reo, which is great. 32 million went into kohanga reo, but that's a mainstream, that's a by Māori for Māori kind of initiative. It's not getting the reo into the school. So she kind of just reiterated the usual thing, which is we need more teachers, which is true. We need, you know, to train teachers. We need the reo to be embedded everywhere. But, yeah, it's kind of like we would be one of the few countries in the world that says that the language revitalisation needs to be led by preschool and by media types, you know, our broadcasters, because that's statutory requirement for iwi radio and for Māori television. They have to broadcast X number of hours a day in te reo. So, you know, it's a really difficult position to put the media in because you kind of want the media to be a really robust and powerful advocate for Māori. And often that needs to be in English. So we kind of, you know, you can't really get too far on that under huge stress. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, we have to wait in line again. Yeah.
So you've started off, you couldn't get much higher than the Prime Minister.
But... I know. And I thought, that's what my son says. He goes, oh, Mum, why don't you make it really easy on yourself? And, yeah, I'd just come 5 days off a big tour too. So
have you? Where have you been?
I did 24 gigs in 29 days around New Zealand.
Oh, good on you.
I loved it. Yeah. So then it was straight into this. But I figure that maybe it might get easier after that.
Yeah. So how many episodes have you got?
20.
20?
Yeah.
And it's every week. So that's a long run.
It's every week. And we have three journalists. We've got Kim Webby, Yulia Leilua, and Wena Harawira. They're all awesome journalists. We've got Colin McRae, who is very well respected in journalism and current affairs. And we've got Mitch Harris, ex Radio Live.
Yeah, so, I believe you've got Mitch working there. That's great.
Oh, yeah, he's neat. He's just, you know, he's very buzzy and fabulous. And, you know, I just met him recently. Really, really like him. And Colin is quite a steadying force. So Shane Todem is the new CE at Māori Television. There's a big crew of people there.
What a great team.
It's actually neat, you know, Karen. I was just thinking about why I'm, even though I was a bit stressed about it, but why I enjoy it is just to work with a whole bunch of people that I've never worked before. There's a different energy. You know, it's nice. It's really nice. And I'm doing some co-producing so I can come up with story ideas, and I keep running into people in the various networks that I'm involved in, you know, in education and in health and in politics and whatever, that and the arts that offer up good stories. So, you know, give it a bash anyway.
Who's your victim next week?
Next week we're looking at the climate crisis. So hard on just transition. And we got Mike Smith in. So he was most well known previously for chopping down trees. He's hard into planting them now. He is a wonderful advocate for climate change, and he's been doing a lot of on the ground work with iwi leaders. So there's a very strong commitment from iwi leaders to climate action. Some tribes like my own have got, you know, 100-year-old action plans. So you're looking at that, and we're just hitting the ground now. So it's going to be challenging, but it's going to be
it's a challenge you can enjoyable. Easily rise to. I absolutely know that.
Yeah, well, you do it every night. Oh my God, I
not on the television though. That's a whole. That's a whole nother discipline, isn't it?
And that's that whole thing of fluffing around and getting your hair done, and oh God, that part's a bit torturous.
Well, they've done well with you.
Thank you. I think.
Yeah. Hey. So, and lastly, what's the set look like? I'm going to have a look at it. Can I watch it on demand anywhere? Where can we see it on demand?
Yeah, it's on demand. It's on demand.
Okay.
And it repeats on Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
Oh, so does it? Okay, cool.
Yeah. And so Māori Television on demand, apparently. Kia, my name. Oh, my God.
Moana.
And then it comes up somewhere. It's just, it's dark. It's small. It's, you know, it's quite intimate. I look at the current affairs sets on the other ones, and they're very, you know, they're very
bright.
Contemporary, edgy and bright and white. We're not. We're small and we're dark.
I love it. That's great. Yeah.
And I don't know. It kind of means that you do focus on the people that are talking, you know. But, yeah, hopefully I'll get better as I go along, Kara.
Oh, well, congratulations on episode one, and definitely going to check it out. And on every Tuesday night, Māori TV, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, give me some critical feedback, Karen. Yeah.
Okay.
When you watch it. Yeah.
Right. I'll text you. I'll DM you.
You do that, eh? Yeah.
All right, Moana, thank you.
Thanks so much. Okay,
kia ora. Kia ora. It's Moana Maniapoto, and as she mentioned, she's been treading the boards, so let's end the show with her new track. It's Two from the it's released already, I believe, her sixth album, Ono, which has been produced by Paddy Free from Pitch Black. Here's Moana and the Tribe. RNZ National was Moana and the Tribe and the track Two.